from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Stephen Cuevas. Four major wildfires burning around the state this morning. The biggest is the Blue Cut in the San Bernardino National Forest east of Los Angeles. It's about 22% contained with more than 35,000 acres burned. We know many homes were lost, too. The full breadth of the destruction is still unknown as firefighters struggle to continue its stubborn push into other mountain towns. When big wildfires like this break out, entire communities clear out, but new ones move in. Temporary communities of firefighters, along with the vital infrastructure needed to keep them housed, fed, and safe. Here's more from Susan Vallett at the Blue Cut Fire.
When you drive into Glen Helen Regional Park, the grassy rolling hills are peppered with tents. Red, green, and yellow fire trucks line park roads. Beyond that is Main Street. Trailer after trailer with everything from a health clinic to a copy center.
There's everything here, and it just pops up out of nowhere in the middle of a field or like this beautiful park. This is a really nice park, and people just get their tents out and they sleep here and they eat here and they live here.
And Karen Morris is one of them. She and her husband are basically nomads during fire season, traveling from fire to fire with their Oregon-based company, Incident Solutions. They provide emergency communications and radios for fire camps.
You get a call, you're sitting down watching the Olympics, and and all of a sudden it's like, okay, you're leaving, and you just, your stuff's already pre-packed. You're just grabbing a couple incidentals, your phone charger, your phone, you know, stuff like that. And
about 12 hours later, you're at a fire base in Southern California. The U.S. Forest Service says it can spend $150,000 to $200,000 a day on fire support services, the stuff you see at the command center. It's Ross Peckinpah's job to get everything from catering to laundry services here. Peckinpah is in charge of logistics at this camp, which is serving about 1,500 people. He says it becomes tough when there are multiple major fires burning.
Currently, we're having trouble filling a lot of positions because of the drawdown in the state. I think there are no tents available right now. There are no day sleeping trailers available right now. I can't even get dumpsters for some reason right now.
Peckinpah hoped to get that sorted out soon. He's turning to local fire departments to see if he can borrow supplies. But Corbett Sneva can't borrow supplies. His are perishable. That sound? Pounds and pounds of pork loin roasting in smokers at the food tent. Latitude Catering, the company Sneva works for, is a regular wildfire caterer. Sneva says they're among the first called into fire camps.
Because then it also takes us the longest to get set up and get going. It's essentially bringing a commercial kitchen of the size of a hotel out into some remote areas and getting set up.
Sneva says Latitude Catering makes a majority of its revenues from wildfire catering, about $6 million in a typical year. His crew squeezes past one another in a narrow trailer kitchen to make side dishes to go with that pork.
Yeah, the ovens are hot.
In a few hours, hungry firefighters like Palo Alto Fire Captain Barry Marchesio will be chowing down. He's been bouncing between major wildfires for the past few weeks.
It's like a camping trip with a fire engine instead of a motorhome. It's basically what, except you have to work your rear end off.
But Marchesio says he loves it. And having a village of people supporting you makes it a whole lot easier. For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett in San Bernardino County.
When the wells started going dry in the Tulare County town of East Porterville 2 years ago, the community became a poster child for California's drought. Reporters parachuted in from around the world. Donations of bottled water poured in, too. But what East Porterville residents really needed was a permanent source of water. The California Report's Central Valley reporter, Vanessa Rangano, says now they're getting it.
Hundreds of homes were left without water because of plummeting groundwater levels. Residents, many of them low income, relied on 300-gallon water containers on their front lawns, portable showers, and cases of water delivered by volunteers. State and local officials have been trying to figure out a way to connect East Porterville homes to the water system in the neighboring city of Porterville. Today, officials begin hooking up about 70 homes in the first phase of the project. Julie Phillips is a development manager for the city of Porterville. She says it hasn't been easy.
We're installing infrastructure on a scale that is larger than some of our smaller valley communities.
As many as 1,800 homes in East Porterville are expected to be connected by the end of next year. Still, according to emergency officials, many wells remain dry across the state. For the California Report, I am Vanessa Rancagno in Fresno.
We'll close today with this from the mountain resort of Wrightwood. Its 4,000-plus residents were told to clear out as flames from the Blue Cut fire licked at the edge of town. Most did, not all, though. Leo Hordick stuck around and watched as most of his neighbors fled down to the flats, the shelters and hotel rooms in places like San Bernardino and Fontana. He stayed behind to keep the grills fired up at his restaurant, the Grizzly Cafe, to make sure firefighters had enough to eat.
The staffing is so thin that these folks are not getting the food and nourishment. So we're opening up for about 4 hours to serve them hamburgers and cold sandwiches and then we get them out on the front line.
Hordick says the Grizzly's kitchen will be open again today. When the smoke clears, you should think about making the trip up there, too. Try the biscuits and gravy, or grab a cup of coffee at the Village Grind, or a pint of beer at the Yodeler. Support the community. They could use it. And that's the California Report for Friday, August 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio. The team includes Danny Bringer, Howard Gelman, Seal Muller, Guy Marzorati, Tiffany Kamhai, Nina Thorson, Polly Stryker, and Ingrid Becker. The managing editor is Ethan Lindsay, and the executive director is Holly Kernan. From KQED's Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas. This is the California Report.